Well, Iran has been always open to diplomacy. And I think we have a very good record of that. Contrary to Americans, that their record is very bad and very negative. You know, this is the second time that we negotiated with Americans and they decided to attack us right in the middle of negotiation. So the first, rocket or missile or whatever that they fired hit the negotiation table. It happened exactly the same last June. We had another experience. We negotiated with them together with other members of P5 plus one, and we concluded the deal in 2015, and it was the US who withdrew with no justification, with no reason, and Iran remained committed to that deal as long as it was in place. So nobody can question Iran's good faith and readiness for diplomacy, for talks. There is no victory in this war, and they have not been able to achieve their targets, and they cannot achieve their targets in the coming days. As long as they continue, they cannot achieve anything. This reminds me of the previous war, 12-day war in last June, when they expected that in 2-3 days Iran would capitulate, would surrender itself. But it took 12 days for them to understand the point that Iran is not surrendering, that have no way but to ask for an unconditional ceasefire. And this is what we heard from them in day 12, that they called us through Americans and asked for unconditional ceasefire. Well, if their goal is change the regime, that is a mission impossible. The demise of the leader doesn't mean that regime change or the change of the political system in Iran. No, we have a very well-established political system. We have a very rich constitution, and based on that, all state institutions are in place. They are doing their job, their function, and as I explained before, even in the demise of the supreme leader, we have a procedure that we have immediately activated, and you will see the result either tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, that a new leader would be appointed by the assembly of experts. All of those experts are elected by the people themselves, and the whole system, the whole regime, as you said, is strong enough to resist against any turbulences. And as you see, we lost some commanders, top-ranking military commanders, but they were immediately replaced because everything is very well established in Iran. Well, actually, as you know, we have no problem with our countries in the other side of the Persian Gulf. We have friendly relations and good neighborly relations with all of them, and we are determined to continue these relations. What we are doing is, in fact, an act of self-defense and retaliation to the American aggression against us. We are not attacking our brothers in the, in the Persian Gulf. We are not attacking our neighbors, but we are attacking American targets. And this is obvious. You know, the Americans, the United States military is targeting us, is attacking us, and we have no way but to defend ourselves. And of course, we cannot hit any target in the territory of the United States, so we have to deal with their bases in the region and the facilities or installations they use in the countries of the region.